Just a heads up, the government says it will decide soon whether it will keep paying for Jacinda Ardern to work on the Christchurch call. On that, we can tell you tonight exclusively that the Christchurch call is alleged to have killed critical reports of countries that have signed up to the call, reports that found they weren't actually doing what they were supposed to. Because of that, one group that's helping actually quit the Christchurch call. That group is the Internet Governance Project at Georgia Tech, and the founder is Milton Mueller. Hi, Milton.
Hello.
Milton, am I getting this right? You guys resigned from the Christchurch Call Advisory Network because you were not allowed to be critical of the individual country that you'd audited, yes?
That's about right, yeah.
Okay, and the country was India?
Yes.
And what did you find? What were you not allowed to say?
Well, we were basically not encouraged to criticize member states who had joined the Christchurch call. We were basically looking at India from the standpoint of the commitments that are supposed to be part of the Christchurch call. And we found that India really wasn't doing much to uphold those commitments. And they really didn't seem to have much of an official commitment to go along with the Christchurch call at all. So we simply wrote that up.
Do you know if any of the other individual countries or social media networks that had also been had a look taken at them, whether any of them were doing what was required?
Yeah, I didn't look at all the reports, and that was one of the problems, was that once we started doing these reports and we started sending them in, we were kind of told, you know, hey, the governments are not going to like this. And I heard that even Canada was not very happy with the whole process. But I don't know what was written about any of the other countries.
Okay. Who told you you weren't allowed to be critical?
Well, it was the Christchurch Call Advisory Network leaders who were interfacing with the secretariat of the call. So the government officials who make up the secretariat of the Christchurch call made it clear that when they were interfacing with the Christchurch call advisory network leaders, that this was going to be a little bit problematic and they were uncomfortable with it.
Well, who were these people? Are these people? Which governments do they work for?
Well, the New Zealand government is really the secretariat of the Christchurch call.
So are you telling me, Milton, the New Zealand government told the advisory network, you can't be critical?
I wouldn't know if it was said that directly. I think it was a lot more sort of, you're making our members unhappy. Do you really need to do this? There was a lot of questions about, did you really research this? Of course, we did. The problem was I wasn't directly talking to the secretariat. I was getting this from the Christchurch Call Advisory Committee leaders. So the advisory network is a civil society segment of the Christchurch Call, most of which is an agreement among governments, but we pressured them. And I must say that Internet NZ, the top-level domain operator for New Zealand, was very helpful in terms of getting more participation from civil society into the Christchurch call. But then, once we formed this advisory network and we started doing something, we did learn that we couldn't be too critical of the governments.
Yeah, but are you saying to me it was hinting from the New Zealand government at not being critical, or it was a directive at not being critical?
I'd say it was more like an indirect threat, sort of like, well, if this report is published, the governments are not going to interact with the advisory network anymore, or they might just, maybe not take you seriously and not listen to you.
Well, listen, if you guys aren't able to, as you say, be critical of the countries that we're supposed to be holding to account and the social media companies, then the Christchurch call is pointless, isn't it?
I would say that it's that would be a pretty strong message, that it was completely pointless. But I would say from the standpoint of civil society participation, it is pointless. It's pointless for me to spend a lot of time working in this network if we can't try to uphold the principles that it's supposed to be founded on.
Well, what's the point? I mean, if we're supposed to be holding people to account and requiring that they behave in a certain way, but we can't audit them and we can't talk about it, what is the point?
I think that's a very good question. I think that does raise questions about, is the Christchurch call accomplishing anything?
Well, Milton, isn't this a waste of everybody's money and time then?
I don't know how much money comes into that from New Zealand taxpayers, but I definitely we decided it was a waste of our time. That's why we resigned.
All right. Hey, Milton, thank you very much for talking us through it. Milton Mueller, the founder of the Internet Governance Project at Georgia Tech, which pulled out of the Christchurch call.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.